The Waddle and Sylvie podcast is presented by DraftKings Sportsbook app.
Use promo code WMVP.
Tune in every Friday for the official Waddle and Sylvie Same Game Parlay on the DraftKings Sportsbook app.
21 years or older, Illinois only. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
Live from the Old National Bank State Street Studio, you're listening to Waddle and Sylvie.
Follow the show on Twitter at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87. This is WMVP WSHE HD2 Chicago, a Good Karma Brands radio station.
Thank you to Courtney Cronin for joining us today. Great work by Black and Abdallah. They're on tonight 6 to 8 after Waddle and Sylvie. Thanks for listening, calling, and participating in the show as always. Tomorrow, Binnie's, Lincoln Park, 6 to 8. The whole station will be there. We got the release of the few whiskey barrel picks. It's time for Crosstalk with Waddle and Sylvie. Brought to you by, hold on, I've got the new read.
You've got it, yeah.
By Club Hawthorne, but we want to remind everybody to register to win $12,000 cash.
That's a lot of money.
On January 1, the 12 days of Christmas, my God, at any Club Hawthorne betting bar. Wow.
I'm ready.
Yeah, baby.
12 G's plus a limo for one strong song.
Loves it when I do that. It's my favorite.
What is it?
Yeah, baby.
This isn't that.
It's from Stern. Yeah. It's just something fun.
I thought it was. What's his name? Austin Powers. Yeah, baby.
There's been multiple different references who use the yeah, baby.
My wife is going to Dallas this weekend.
Yeah, baby.
Good riddance.
Isn't that what you're thinking?
What I was
a little bit of peace around the house. You can sit there with your Tom and Jerry.
I'm an empty nester. My thought was I may actually, for the first time in maybe a couple of years, put on So I Married an Axe Murderer.
Why not?
There's too much good new stuff out there.
I've already consumed all that.
Yeah,
I've got everything done. Everything's done.
Fabulous. Come on.
Listen, I go home. Pretty much.
A new movie.
It's been consumpted.
What new movies right out there?
Nothing. There's nothing but crap.
What is it? A couple of crappy Christmas movies?
Yeah.
Will Ferrell and Ryan Reynolds. I liked them both.
I heard it was awful.
Where's John C. Reilly at? I mean, that's who your partner is. Why'd you go against him? I know why. He won't make a movie with him anymore because of that Lakers thing.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah. Really?
There were some hurt feelings. The Adam McKay, Will Ferrell, basically the artistic marriage.
Gone.
He's right. He's gone.
It's been eliminated.
Right.
That was magic.
Yeah.
That was magic.
Literally.
It was magic.
Well, and now it's done?
I'm thinking you go all the way back to like...
You know what John C. Reilly said to Will Ferrell on that when he ended up with the role? Said, if you're not first, you're last.
That's pretty good, Yurko.
There you go.
That was good.
Go home. Eastbound and Down was Adam McKay as well, wasn't it?
Yeah. I think so.
Isn't that coming back?
Let the boy watch.
Well.
I feel it all the way down in my bones.
Have you ever seen the outtakes from that scene?
Yeah, it's absolutely
he was at Robinson. The door. He was at the door
it's as good
watching.
As the scene.
Yeah. She wanted to chase him away. I said, let the boy watch.
So great. What, show,
you know that's got it. All of that's got to be ad-libs.
Yeah.
Too.
It's amazing.
It is unbelievable.
I watched the new Christmas Story movie with the kids on HBO
Max. How was that?
Very okay.
What was that like?
It's okay.
I'd rather watch So I Married an Axe Murderer.
It's nowhere near as good as the original Christmas Story. And I would agree with you. I would also rather watch So I Married an Axe Murderer than the new Christmas Story.
Exactly. And what's the other Christmas movie where the guy is killing people with a hammer?
That I want to see. Violent Night. Violent Night.
Violent Night,
Did you ever see the one?
I mean, that's not a kid's Christmas movie.
No, I think that one's titled Merry Christmas, I'm Not Building a Dreidel with this hammer.
A sledgehammer is what he's using, right? Isn't that what he's using?
I think, yeah.
Is it a sledge, not just a regular hammer?
No, it's not regular, He's not building a treehouse.
I'm sure it's stupid.
Cracking skulls.
But I bet you it might be entertaining for, an hour and a half. I don't know.
I'm not a scary movie guy.
I'm not either. It's not really a scary movie.
It's a thriller.
By the way, do you realize that show, whether it's TNT,
I'm Dynamite.
TNT or TBS, whatever, that show Chucky... That series has got like 3 years under its belt. Like it's been on the air for like
People
3 years.
The spinoff from the movies.
Like
now
who's
it's a TV
watching
show?
That crap?
I can't imagine.
Oh, there's millions of idiots out there.
I can't imagine.
Who is watching?
It's not for me.
Did you watch White Lotus?
No. We talked about it on Unhinged.
I'm not talking about it.
Unhinged is very, very good this week.
It's always good.
It is always good. Today
I'm not watching.
I think an A+ episode.
I've liked White Lotus. I liked the first season, but I'm behind. I'm only three episodes into the second season, so I got to
Mike White, I don't know if he's the producer or the director or both.
You know, he's quarterback of the Jets.
That too. He's very into the shock factor. I'll just leave you with that.
Well, remember how the first ever episode last year started? It was Steve Zahn with his junk in your face. It was like, whoa.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't know if I need to see that. Yeah. I don't know how the show started.
Oh, no. He's so funny, too.
Oh, no.
Did Argentina score?
Argentina scored, yeah.
By the way, did you guys see the penalty kick they gave?
On a pullback.
Yeah, Messi, terrible. What a gift. Yeah.
And then he got blocked anyway.
Yeah, Harm on a pullback, and the guy scruffed the ball, too. Watch how he scruffs this thing.
Let's go Argentina. Scuffs it.
He doesn't really make great contact. He scruffs it, but it goes just inside the post for a goal. Chesney, not really a chance. This is the pullback we talk about right here, Carmen.
Your goal already broke down the pullback.
Yeah, the cross is going to the guys that are up in the front line. The pullback's coming for some of the trailers.
He's onside.
He's on. See the pullback?
Yep.
Right there. You see how he scruffed that ball? Didn't really catch it?
Yeah.
Look at it spinning.
But it's well placed.
Spinning like a top, Carm.
Look at that.
That's what we call a cue ball.
It was a cue ball.
Yeah, that's a grotesque miss hit right there.
But he's still just.
Carm, do you claim Argentina as well as Italy?
No, he does because of his mom.
Right, that's what I thought. Yeah.
I'll cheer for them as long as the U.S. isn't playing them, but I also have a ticket on them.
Mom's an Argentinian.
My mom was born there, yeah.
Okay.
My grandparents went there after the war.
For Noach?
Yeah.
I still claim Germany. I mean, I was born in Germany. If Germany does well and wins a title, I claim Germany.
I once talked to Noach about, I have been to Argentina too, actually. So when Noach got here, I talked to him about being there and visiting, and my mom was born there. My grandparents left Italy after World War II and went there.
Gotcha.
And then they came here, obviously. But my mom was born there. Yeah, I once talked to Noach all about that. He was asking me about my experience in Argentina. Buenos Aires is fantastic. Yeah.
That's where his dad was running liquor.
No,
Buenos
it's Aires. Not. Yeah. What does that even mean?
Running liquor.
My dad's never been there, first of all. My mom was born there.
Him and Junior Johnson were running liquor.
Who's Junior Johnson?
Through the hills of Carolina.
Now you're moonshine. You're speaking moonshine.
That's one place that I'd love to go back to.
Argentina.
It's that good. Buenos Aires is such a vibrant, cosmopolitan city. I was there 20 years ago, but
how'd your dad meet your mom if you never was in Argentina?
Paris of the South.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they call it.
How'd your parents ever meet?
My mom came here when she was 5, dude.
Oh, okay. I didn't know how. I didn't know the specifics, Carm.
She was like 5 years old.
You don't share a lot.
Do you know
with
your
me.
Partner?
Yeah,
you know your partner?
Carmen doesn't share a lot.
He knows about you and everything.
Carmen doesn't share a lot
with
me.
That's not true.
Does he keep everything close to the chest? Close to the vest. Yeah, inside the chest.
Except for his perverse
inside
foot fetish.
There, no, that's,
except for that, he shares all
I've
that.
I've told you plenty of times.
It's not a fetish. It's a...
It's a light.
Yeah. Like, there's a difference between a fetish and a... What's the other word?
I don't know. Yeah,
take a walk with him in the summer. Boy, I tell you, his head's on a swivel.
I'm not making Rex Ryan foot videos. I just
that we
like
know
feet.
Yeah, none that have surfaced.
I would tell you.
None that have surfaced.
Rex didn't want it known either.
I would tell you. They made a joke about it on Sunday on Countdown. It was hilarious.
Bless you, Johnny, as you sneezed into my mouth.
Yeah, you're welcome. Good luck with that. You're out for a couple days. Yeah.
What do you mean? You know what he says to me? I go, bless you, Johnny, as you sneezed into your mouth. He goes, you're welcome.
Waddle will not be a Cody's now.
No.
On Friday.
He'll be there. He's a lock.
You can't miss it.
Do you guys want to hear, speaking of balls, remember I told you guys in Crosstalk Unhinged, about the Pulisic injury.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you guys didn't want to believe me about the test that they do to see if there was a testicular torsion in there.
Right.
Mm. And what they do with the inner thigh.
Okay.
This is the video that I was telling you about.
You have it?
And Yurko, of course, was making all sorts of jokes on Unhinged about this.
Well, that's what I do.
This is from a fan. A fan sent me this from a YouTube video. It's Dr. Brian
Baldinger. What?
Sutterer.
Oh,
not Sutterer. Dr. Not Brian Sutter.
Is he a defenseman or is he a center?
It's not Brian Sutter, who
Shooter?
Used to coach the Blackhawks and fought with his former players.
Fought with his team.
Who did he fight? You remember outside
it
of
was, it was
ABC Connection.
Yeah, it was Tyler Arneson, I think.
Or Bell or Calder. One of the three.
One of them. Maybe Kyle Calder.
Brian, could have been Mark Bell.
Didn't Brian coach the St. Louis Blues
as well? Yes, he did.
Yeah, Daryl's been Kings and with Calgary.
He's coaching now.
Calgary.
He coaches Calgary now?
Yeah. Calgary.
Yeah, Calgary.
So this is Dr. Brian Baldwin.
Sutterer.
Talking about the injury that may have been sustained on the goal yesterday with Pulisic and how you could figure out what sort of ball injury he may have sustained.
The first injury in most mild is just going to be a contusion, just like any other structure. These can bruise, you can have accumulation of blood and bleeding, and of course that can be very painful. As we work our way up with increasing severity, these can be true emergencies. You can actually have a rupture where the tissue itself sort of breaks apart. Definitely an emergency.
No.
There's something called testicular torsion where they actually get twisted. And because you're twisting it, you're also twisting that spermatocord where the blood vessels travel.
Now listen
to this. If you twist it enough, you pinch off the blood vessels and you lose blood flow to the contents of the scrotum. And that's a true emergent type of situation. An easy way that we can check for that is through something called the cremaster reflex, where you basically stroke the inside of the thigh, and there's this reflex that causes this muscle called the cremaster muscle to contract, and you see elevation.
Can we play not only that, but your
torsion,
pants get all wet.
There's no reflex, and so you won't see that elevation, and that's an indirect sign that there could be some torsion.
See, you rub it, you stroke the inner thigh.
Rub it. What was that? Was that Chili that used to say that?
And if you get some elevation up there, then you know they're not.
I'm not right now.
I'm cream master.
Well, you're doing it.
You are. We've always called you the cream master.
I mean, where are you? You low, medium, or high right now?
Medium, maybe. Okay. I'm always very high.
Are you?
Yeah. I'm usually
the older you get, you'll be lower.
I'm quite high and tight.
I had to lower my my water levels in my commodes.
Just because of the okay.
Yeah.
Just
that's because you're wiener, not because.
Well. Tom. Tommy,
high five.
Just because you speak with an accent doesn't excuse what you just said.
A wiener's allowed. I'm allowed to say that.
You could say that.
Yeah.
I've heard Yurko talk about the valgus stress test that they give. Like,
yeah, what is that
for? An ACL, right?
For MCL.
Oh, for MCL. I never thought I'd heard about the cream master.
Well, you've heard. You heard about the Babinski reflex,
of
right?
Of course.
Yeah.
You told me all about the.
What is the Babinski?
What is that? That's when your baby you're born. They run the back end of the medical tool on the back end to make sure the toes want to crunch a little bit there.
Like that.
The foot wants to close.
Do we still get that when we go see the doctor?
Yeah, silver nitrate in the eyes. You know, I still ask for the silver nitrate.
Do you?
Yeah. Come on. Give me a splash there, Doc. The silver nitrate.
Yeah. Silver
nitrate. I want to make sure you're not a vampire.
What does that do for you?
Well, when you're a baby, I think it's important.
Well, but you're not a baby. You're 55 years old. You don't come in and ask for the silver nitrate.
Who knows?
You're a big baby. I don't know. I can't believe listening to that doctor talk about it. But so they did what? They did the test and they realized he didn't have a torsion?
I don't know. I mean, which they took him to the hospital.
Yeah, that's what they're checking on.
I love the difference between us talking about things and medical professionals talking about it. The vast difference the vast difference.
I mean, like you've got a bunch of experts in certain areas. There's got to be like a testicle expert.
I would think
of course there is. A urologist. Yeah, he takes care of all that.
But that's the tubing. That's the plumbing.
That's all of it.
That's the plumbing. Who takes care of the housing?
The urologist does all that.
Are you sure?
Of course.
I just wonder.
A urologist.
Dr. Diamond.
Yes.
Dr. Diamond. I go, you bet.
Yeah,
you're buying diamonds, A-OK, doctor. Yeah, it was Dr. Diamond out of Munster, Indiana.
My guy was Dr. Will, which I didn't know how I felt about just Dr. Will.
Dr. Munster from Diamond, Indiana would be better.
Carm, what do you mean? Like, you didn't know because he was on a first name basis?
Yeah. Well, I'm like Dr. Will, you know.
Is that his first name or last name?
First name. You went by his first name.
Hi, Dr. Will. Are you sure?
Man, nothing like the first initial tug.
He's like, now everybody just calls me Dr. Will, and I'm like,
just call me Will.
Yeah.
Did he hug you when you met
him? No.
Hi, Carm.
Nice guy, though.
Hi, Carm. I'm Will.
Nice guy.
I'm just going to warm up my hands.
Not Dr. Will. I'm a Steelers fan.
Light a candle.
We talked about the Steelers.
I'm going to warm up my hands here if you don't mind.
Nice. Yeah. He's good. He takes your mind off it. Yeah.
Right.
He's running his hands under warm, hot water.
Next thing you know, Jack Lambert's in your office.
That would have been something. You. Hey, Jack Ham's here. What's going on?
Yeah, with his big turf toe.
Wow, no Novocaine needed. I'm just going to have a conversation with Jack Ham.
You
take
Green.
A scalpel to my sack.
Good old 59, Jack Ham.
Oh, God.
Lambert,
right. You know who the other linebacker
Andy
was?
Russell.
Andy Russell, number 34.
Russell.
He's like the third tenor. Nobody ever remembers Andy Russell except you guys.
We do.
That's a tough one to get.
Was back in the day when you knew when you were a young kid and the Steelers were always on TV and the Steelers were a popular team.
All right, so here's your four linebackers for the New York Giants of the early 80s. Carl Banks, Lawrence Taylor, Harry Carson. Who's the other guy?
Boy, Jeff Van was 55. What was he? Jeff Van Nutt? No, he was a center. Who am I talking to?
He's a Dutchman. Brad Van Pelt. Van Pelt. Nobody remembers him, but he was talented.
Bo Van Pelt's father.
Yes.
Really? Four linebackers for the New Orleans Saints in their heyday.
Oh, easy. Easy. This isn't even tough. Ricky Jackson.
Yeah, yeah. Ricky Jackson's the best out of the
Pat
group,
Swilling.
Right?
Yes.
Good call.
The guy, Sam Mills.
Yes, he's not
And
with
the
us.
Tough one. The tough one.
Is?
Vaughn Johnson.
Vaughn Johnson.
Wow, and, that's a, yeah.
And I got a special extra credit assignment for you. Do you know who their linebacker coach
is?
I do.
Linebacker coach?
Yes. I actually know this one.
Sidwell.
Nope.
No.
It was Vic Fangio.
Vic Fangio. There you go, Carm. Yes.
Vic was their
linebacker coach back in their heyday.
That's the bonus.
Ricky Jackson.
Yeah. Man. They all were.
Yeah.
Vaughn Johnson was fabulous.
Linebackers of the 80s and 90s for 1,000, Alex.
You guys would dominate if there was ever a Jeopardy category. You got to get on Jeopardy and just hope that that's a category.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be a miracle?
Well, that's your dream.
Yeah. Linebacker.
Otherwise, otherwise, I'm standing there with that little clicker in my hand.
If you had to get your six categories, is it six that go across the top of the board?
Yeah, I think it's six.
And you'd be like, those would be your dream categories.
Pizza
you
toppings.
Gonna, is it for Carmen?
Whiskey.
Bourbon.
Gravies and sauces.
Yeah, like whiskey.
Gravies and sauces.
Types of garlic.
No, I'd be whiskey, movies, lines, sports,
American history, European history.
Yeah, I would do okay with history. I would do well with geography
and hockey.
And hockey. Then I'm good. I'm golden.
That's hockey.
Hockey, Alex for 100.
Yeah,
Alex is dead.
I think you'd do well.
Hockey, Aaron for
Aaron.
Malik.
Malika. Yeah. What's her name? Malika.
Is she permanent now?
I think she is.
Bialik. Click.
Something.
What's her name?
Selma Bialik.
Selma Bialik.
Selma.
I think, is it Selma?
Selma.
Is Ken Jennings not doing anymore?
No, I don't think so.
A little bit. Ken got a little
isn't
bit.
Isn't it isn't her first name spelled with an M?
Maya Bialik?
I don't know. Maybe it's Maya.
I think it's Maya Bialik.
It's Joey Lawrence.
Joey is
Dan Smith is your host.
Aaron, I thought Aaron Rodgers was always good at it.
Mayim.
I
don't like the Bialik.
Mayim.
There you go.
Mayim.
Like the Mayan ruins?
Right, like the
Mayim.
Ruins.
Mayim.
Mayim Bialik.
Mayim Bialik. I'll remember that by thinking Mayim.
And we just got a third goal by Mexico. Oh, offside. Sorry, boys.
Oh, so he's watching the
game. Watching.
No, because
what's the score over there?
Mexico's up 2-0 on Saudi Arabia.
What does that mean for Mexico?
So right now, Mexico needs to score. Well, they need another goal in order to
get past Poland
to draw even with Poland.
Or Argentina needs to score.
Correct. That's what I'm saying. So goal differential could come into
So both games effect. Are very imperative still now. That's El Tri, our good our Mexican friends. It's cheering for Mexico to get through.
And in Chicago, I'd say after the United States, you've got Mexico and Poland, the two biggest followings.
That's right.
Of any other countries. So what's going on is very important to a lot
that
of people.
That would be a
out
second
there.
Qualifier for a country.
Scotland in this tournament?
No.
No. No,
just
no
like
Scotland.
My Italian side, Waddle.
They didn't get in.
Two straight World Cups.
Too straight.
What's up with that?
They don't know what to
they're
do.
They're a disaster. Like,
what are they doing?
And they won Euros two summers ago.
They did win Euros. Figure.
They're a disaster. They're mismanaged. I don't know. I don't know the ins and outs of it. I can't pretend like I follow it that
closely. By
the
way, they won it in 2021. They won last year because it was delayed 1 year because COVID.
Yeah, that's right.
It was last year that they won the European Championship.
They won last year, They're a disaster. They're a mismanaged.
By the way, I just saw that Ronaldo may go to Saudi Arabia for $200 million a year.
$237 a year.
Is there? I didn't even know there was. I'm sure there's a league everywhere, but is there a really pop? Is it a high end league?
No.
But I'll take the check.
Yeah, of course.
Of course, she'll take the check.
Do you know Greg Norman's actually the commissioner of the Saudi Arabia soccer league?
That's good.
Yes,
good
he is.
By the way, did you guys hear yesterday's entry?
No, I missed it. I heard
the holiday parody.
I'd love
to
hear
us if you guys think this is good or bad. Like, this is. It's good or is this great? All right, it's a little lengthy.
Is it Danny and...
Yes, and Doug. Danny and Doug, who are always... They are...
sore losers? When they don't make it, they get angry.
Yes.
They always make it to the finals.
Because they're very talented.
They are the Drew Brees of the contest. Mm. They're always in it.
And officiating mistake keeps them
up. They won it once.
They are a one-time winner.
Yes.
Right, so you know what I mean? Like, you know, Carm, what I say about this.
Right. It's
like the one is the new zero.
Yeah.
Everyone says, like, oh, you only won it one time. Shame on you.
Jeez.
But they always are battling. They always are going to have a say in the contest.
All right, let's hear the song.
So this is about Larry Borum. Remember when he pooped his pants?
Yeah,
and then it weaves around and brings in some other people who have pooped their pants before.
Sylvie. Okay.
Yeah, okay. So take a listen to this.
Hey, Larry, you good, bro?
Yeah, man, I'm good. I just got to take a s***, man.
Well, you want us to call a timeout or what?
Nah, I think it's just a gas bubble popping up.
Oh, no.
Just feel that stomach rumbling, rum-tum bubbling, too. I shouldn't have finished that third bowl of Campbell's Chunky Beef Stew. Now my colitis is flaring. Can we please just run off the clock before this rectal confetti explodes out the back of my jock?
It's coming out, creeping out, seeping out. Oh no, I'm feeling the flow. And my uniform pants are the color of glow. And now Fox and Amazon and TMZ will see my fecal wedgie. I'll just blame it on dirt. That'll work and throw away these dirty undies.
My cheeks are chafed and patchy. Gonna need some Desitin cream. Next time I'll leave my gutter, check my crack with a bunch of TP. Let's take that road to State Street and pick up a mark or two. I heard St. Schlereth and Sylvie are both dumping in their pants too. There's an evil gurgle brewing in the studio, and it's slowly leaking out of Sylvie's booty hole.
He should call up your Kozak's roommate to power wash his can. There's a reason they call him Skidmore Silverman.
A fully melted Baby Ruth between his cheeks, and a Jackson Pollock painting in his boxer briefs.
I think this dude's about to make Peggy Kaczynski spew.
What's the point of manscaping and swallowing blue chew? When you walk in the room and your side girl smells at homemade, just see Mark follow the lead of his lovely wife Ellie. But instead of crapping the sheets, he soils extra small jockeys. Crapping the sheets, he soils extra small jockeys.
Crapping the sheets, he soils extra small jockeys.
Excuse me.
It felt like that.
By the way,
5 seconds.
They're not extra small. They're Calvin Klein schmediums.
That was good.
I mean, that's phenomenal.
That's pretty
good. What do
you
mean too long? Yeah. It felt like it was 5 seconds long.
There was good production.
A lot of
value.
Great references.
They
Jackson.
Always
right.
have a great entry.
Jackson Pollock the, reference.
That was great.
That
was great.
Come on.
The problem arises if, for whatever reason, collectively, if we vote and they don't win, they get angry.
But you can't allow that to stop you from...
No, we don't.
Okay, well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
and
that was
doesn't make a difference what their reactions are when they're eventually going to lose.
I'm just telling you.
You have to go about the business of doing and adjudicating what you have to do.
They were very angry at us.
So you thought that was great, Yerk. You would give that out.
That's top notch.
That was very good.
That's good effort. And just all the different references.
Yes.
And the different references to things that are happening here at the station.
Yeah, the roommate good. Reference. And you even, like that
I
one?
Heard that one, but not necessarily. But that's fine. It's part of it. The remember the history of that, you know. So that's where that comes from. Stink is in there, which is always a good thing. I mean,
remember that interview, Yerk?
Yeah.
Remember when we had Stink on the show to talk about it?
I had to work for Tom one day because he was driving to work, and you and I were at Hawkeyes with Jay Cutler.
Oh, yeah. It was very good.
That was the accident that day.
I didn't get out of bed except to go to the bathroom for 3 days for that.
All right, boys, what's up on the show?
A lot of work conversation.
Will Fields play or will he not play? And why are the Bears signing more quarterbacks? Okay. We'll tell you who they signed today.
They need them.
And what we need a nickname for this game.
Oof.
Which game?
This game.
Bears Packers.
Bears
Packers.
Like, is this...
Like the Bay of Pigs. You're looking for something
right,
like that.
Like, this is Bears Packers, but is this really Bears Packers? I got to read you a text that I got from a Packer fan friend who wants to make a bet on the game, and, like, I don't want to. I can't bet on this game.
Of course not. Are you crazy?
I don't...
You're going to get Rodgers versus... Maybe Peterman.
Or Tim Boyle? I mean...
Peterman! Think about this.
Because Simeon didn't practice.
No, stop. But you can't
rush. What do you want? And we talked about this yesterday. Do you want Fields to play in this game?
No. I think you wait till he's,
My biggest interest is I wanted to see Jordan Love play, and he's not going
to
play.
Harmon wants to give him a bye. He wants the bye week, too.
Give him the extra
bye. Give him the extra week.
He spoke about it, too.
Yeah,
he spoke. We'll play that, obviously. And then Tausch is going to join us at 3. Yeah,
Mark's joining you.
Yeah, you know, there are a lot of Packer
hey,
fans want to see Love. Yeah. They'd rather see
I'm
Love.
Not a Packer fan, but I want to see him as a football fan.
Well,
I'd like to see him play.
Debate too. Like, how much do you want? Like, just to, even if it just increases the likelihood of them, then, you know, like if he can impress for 5 or 6 games, and then you
could trade him.
I know.
Sure. I think he'll play as soon as I think he'll play as soon as Rodgers and as soon as the Packers have been officially eliminated from the postseason. Because Rodgers is saying now, look, I'm good to go. Yeah. Their bye's after this game as well.
Right.
They get to win, they get to 5-8. The rest of the NFC stinks. Mm. They think they can go on a run. That's how they're looking at it.
Well, right. we'll discuss that. And why aren't our baseball teams being mentioned in any of these? Why are all the teams that have made it far in the postseason adding guys when our teams are not?
We're good franchises. We'll leave it at that. Your team does a hell of a winter wonderland, though. I was just telling you.
I heard about it. Fantastic. And they've got teacups.
Ice skating.
Tilt-a-whirl.
Yeah. They take your. They take the attention away from the ball
sure
club.
Do. Yeah. It's more in. It's
what do you
more
got
money?
On the south side?
More
what do you
money
got?
At least they've got a winter wonderland up there.
What do you got
but
down there?
But their team's not even doing a winter wonderland. They're charging people. Yeah. They should have more money to spend on players.
It's
another source of income.
Your team doesn't want to do anything in the offseason.
Including their convention.
So we need some names. What are you calling Bears-Packers this weekend? It's what, 4-win Packers against 3-win Bears?
That's correct, my
and
friend.
And it's Rodgers
7
wins. It's Rodgers with a bad thumb, bad ribs against maybe...
Tim Boyle. Have fun.
All right, Waddle and Sylvie are next. We will see you tomorrow.
Waddle and Sylvie, weekdays, 2 to 6.
Follow on Twitter at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87. ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
All right, a couple of things. The Holiday Parody Song Contest. Remember, you got about a week and a half left. Get your entries in. Send them to ESPNParody.com. We just played you one of the better ones we received.
One of our good friends just tweeted us and did not like it.
Who's that?
Tom Gilmartin said, I did not like that last parody song about pooping your pants. It was way too long. I think Tom's just pandering to Meller for some reason. Meller didn't like it either.
Not everyone loves everything.
Yeah.
And we have found that out. There are some people who think Santa's sleigh ride is too much.
Those people are wrong. 100% wrong.
So I know the Tony La Russa song and the White Sox song was very, very good. That's one of the leaders in the clubhouse, Waddle's Toes. Like maybe later in the week, maybe even Friday when we're out at Cody's in Lakeview. It's a Miller Lite event. Maybe we'll do the best so far. With a week left to go, just to show you where
we'll
the bar
set
is.
Set the bar. Yeah.
And I believe it's wide open. Like, there are spots to be had, certainly, in the finals. Don't forget, we will be out at Cody's Miller Lite event this Friday, 2 to 6. It is in Lakeview. It's on Barry. So come check us out. Drink some ice-cold Miller Lite. It's going to be a very festive Friday. Not only is it the weekend, but we've got... the big soccer games Saturday morning with Team USA against the Netherlands, 9 a.m. We've got Bears and the Packers.
By the way, did you buy jerseys for the family yet?
I did not. No? Team USA jerseys? Yeah. We should. I mean, there's
I
no
think if you
want to
show
to,
your
yeah.
support, yeah. Your kids like jerseys, right?
Yeah, that's all they wear.
Right. So go buy them some Pulisic or however you pronounce his name, jersey.
Yeah. Well, that's all they wear are jerseys. Well, NFL jerseys galore.
I think that's fabulous, especially in the summertime. Like, you don't even have to worry about buying clothing for your children.
Well, that's what
they
wear.
You just give them, like, sweatpants and jerseys.
That's what they wear to school. Right. They wear sweatpants, a long sleeve shirt, yeah. and a football jersey over that.
Do you know how much?
Even in the winter.
Do you know how much money you're probably saving by doing that? I know jerseys are somewhat expensive, but, like, you don't have to buy dress clothes for them. Do they have, like, church jerseys, and do they have like wedding jerseys? And like, can you wear your jersey to special events?
A formal wear jersey? Yeah. Is that a new right. line of clothing
don't know.
That we can invent?
Can a kid that age, though, get away with wearing a jersey to something like that?
You could make a Bears Justin Fields jersey with a bow tie on it?
Whatever. Hmm. I know they make tuxedo t-shirts. Like I'm just saying, like, can your kids go to an event?
Like a Bears sport coat like we have out there, and when you put it together, it is a Justin Fields jersey. It has the number one. I mean, I guess that would look like a baseball jersey, really.
I'm just wondering if, like, if your kid is 8 or 6 years old and you go to an event, Can you get away with wearing a jersey these days? Is that acceptable? I'm asking because I don't know. Because I know, like, you know,
no, if you go to a wedding.
Well, maybe a wedding's a little bit too. But I'm saying, like, other stuff. Like, if kids are wearing jerseys to school now, can they wear them to different things?
Like a nice dinner out?
Yes, like that. Yeah, like if you're taking the kids to Chicago Cut for a family dinner.
Yeah, I mean, like,
what if Braxton wants to wear a Mahomes jersey?
If we go to a Bulls game, they'll wear a Bulls jersey to Chicago Cut. My wife's getting involved in this conversation, too. She says, "Preach, Waddle, that's why I spend $500 at RookieUSA.com. See, now you're
just... That's cool.
You know, it's not cool.
Excellent.
When I see that, that's too much.
That's probably $500 less than she would have to spend if she was out there buying the kids' dress clothing for other stuff.
Now, the kids and many young people, this is the adult fashion statement, too. Abdallah will justify this. I'm sure, Jake, you're into this, too. Like, people wear Air Jordans to everything now.
Wearing them now.
This is informal, but I bet when you dress up, like, that's your... You don't wear dress shoes. You can wear Air Jordans.
So then why? Well, I'm old fashioned. I like the good old penny loafer still with my tuxedo, whatever.
Okay. But I know a lot
of people
wear...
like, listen, if you can wear sneakers, gym shoes, whatever you want to call them, to, you know, I want to be comfortable. Like, they became in vogue several years ago on television, where everyone was no longer was wearing dress shoes. All the television personalities, a lot of them were wearing more comfortable, like,
but they were like, they're like $1,000 shoes, aren't they?
I don't know. Like, I wouldn't spend $1,000 on shoes.
Wilbon's sneakers that he wears, he's coming on today. Yeah. They're like $800, aren't they?
Yeah,
the ones that look like sneakers.
But my point again then is though, if you can wear sneakers to events, why can't you wear a jersey if you're a kid?
I don't know.
I'm just asking.
Would you send your kids in jerseys?
Well, my kids are old.
No, I know. No,
I don't have kids. I have adults.
I know, but if you had an 8-year-old, would you allow your kids if you were going to a wedding?
Where we were going? Not to a wedding, probably, no.
Okay, so to a formal event, would you let them wear a sports jersey?
Yeah. Yeah. Why not?
Okay.
I mean, that's the trend, right? That's acceptable. What's acceptable now probably wasn't acceptable 10 years ago.
Right,
I mean, not trendy.
Well, nobody was wearing.
You know, everyone was wearing dress shoes on television.
Well, think about back in the day when we see the file footage of baseball games in the 40s. People were wearing the hats and the suits. Yeah. Right, you see like all the men wearing suits and hats.
Yes,
formal wear at the baseball game.
That's why I'm asking if we've gotten to the stage in life now in 2022 where actually, because I've seen jerseys everywhere, have jerseys become a more acceptable clothing item to wear in places that normally they wouldn't be? I think the answer to that is probably yes.
And it's finally, this is finally too, we're at the point, it's like the Fields conversation. And I don't know, I'll play you soon what he had to say today. I don't, do you want to bet yet? Are you willing to, you said last week, if you were a betting man, you weren't good, you would bet that he wouldn't play. Are you there yet?
Yeah, my money would be on no again.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
I think
that it's full go when we come out of the bye, and hopefully at that point that they have, you know, they've adjusted some stuff and they're going to approach the final four games. Hey, look, we're gonna segue from being a team that was asking our quarterback to run it the majority of the time to asking our quarterback to throw it the majority of the time, and we're gonna get some growth and some learning going on.
But we never talked about this. I know we talked in a pre-show fistfight once.
Literally.
And we never brought this. This holiday season, and nationally, I believe, it's going to be interesting to see, like, the period from, I don't know how they do it in the increments, in the three-month increments, whether it's, like, October, November, December. The Justin Fields jersey will probably be one of the highest-selling jersey in the NFL.
I would say top 10 conservatively, yes.
That's one of the highest selling jerseys in the NFL.
I think Mahomes is going to be there.
Always is.
I think who else will be there? Josh Allen probably going to be there, right? Jalen Waddle, maybe a Tyreek Hill jersey.
Maybe even Tua.
Tua possibly as well. I think he'll be top 10.
Some Cowboys.
Maybe even higher than that. I don't know.
You know, I think it will because of the fact that no one not a lot of people have one. There are no other Bears that you would buy. Yeah. And he's come on so quickly in those five games. He was being talked about nationally. He's so, like, 2 years ago, I think, we bought Kyler Murray jerseys. Because Kyler Murray was so dynamic. Yeah, I mean, like, I don't... They don't wear it anymore. I tell them, no, don't put the
Call Kyler... Call C. Red Fred, see if he's in the market for a couple of Kyler Murray jerseys.
Make some money off that. I tell them not to wear it anymore.
I was going to say, you actually extended your Kyler Murray jerseys for $200 million, right?
Yes.
You can only wear them when you're playing Call of Duty, though.
It sits in front of the video game console if we would have
there
one.
There you go. That's your perfect video game jersey.
So do you have veto power over the jerseys they wear?
I try to lead them. I try to lead them into, on a Monday, depending on who won. Like, Monday, I said, look, Justin Herbert took them from behind. Someone needs to wear the Justin Herbert jersey today.
This is the epitome of front running. That's awesome.
Well, yeah, I think it's important to
wear the jerseys of players that are playing well.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
What if they have down games? They just go to the back of the closet.
If it's a Josh Allen jersey, that's an anytime jersey. Okay. Josh Allen's an anytime jersey. There are others that we have that I think you can wear at any time. But there are some, like Kyler Murray's, probably on the do not wear list right now. He's on the do not wear list.
Or like a Zach LaVine. But you can't bust that out till February.
Yeah. I don't know if we have a Zach LaVine.
I don't know if that's the rule in the Silverman household. I know that that's the rule in the Zetterman
true,
household.
True. It depends on the household.
When you're allowed to wear your Bulls jersey.
We have a properly fitted DeMar DeRozan, Alex Caruso, and Io jerseys. That's what we have currently. We don't have a Zach LaVine properly fitted jersey.
What is properly fitting?
Like we did like 2 years ago. They outgrew it, and we have not restocked. We have not restocked the shelf with a properly fitted.
I gotcha.
Zach LaVine jersey. Yeah, there's a bit of front running going on. I mean,
that's what kids
play the market,
do.
Right? Yeah, they're like stocks.
Yeah.
You take
the Kyler Murray jersey, you put it in the back of the closet, which is fine.
I think Sylvie's right. The only question is whether Justin Fields is going to be like the top selling jersey. Because remember, when he was drafted, he had two of the top five.
Yes.
So
I think I bet you in this increment here for the holidays, whatever the holiday period is, based on Chicago being a big market, based on the national love
exposure,
that he's getting.
Yeah, I agree.
I bet you he's going to be top five.
Yeah, I think the only question is, will he be number one?
Because I feel like Mahomes is always going to be a top-selling jersey, but I feel like there are a lot of Mahomes jerseys already out there.
Yes.
And, like, it's been a constant. And I'm trying to think, like, who...
Christian McCaffrey 49er jersey?
I don't know.
That's not going to be number one.
I thought we were talking top 10. Like, if we're trying to figure out who the top 10 jerseys are.
You're right.
He's a new kid. How about Jalen Hurts?
That's a good one. The question is, will Justin Fields be number one?
Jalen Hurts is a good one.
I would be stunned if he's not top five. My only question is, will this current level of play that he's had, like because of all the national love he's getting, will that bump him back to top number one?
By the way, I also have a Connie's Frozen Pizza to give away. I've got coupons for those to give away. Thanks to my friends at Connie's Frozen Pizza. For the best nickname, you want to do this, Waddle, for this game. Not Bears-Packers rivalry in general. And I believe I long for the days, more of the days like in 2010 season, when both teams are good and they meet then in the NFC Championship game. Those are the days I long for. I don't know if there's been a less desirable Bears-Packers game in recent memory like this one coming up this week. Aaron Rodgers is banged up. They are a 4-win team. The Bears are a 3-win team. Justin Fields may not play. And then the backup says, we know they signed Tim Boyle off the Detroit Lions practice squad. And Trevor Siemian did not practice at all. Justin Fields practiced more than Trevor Siemian did because of the injury. So you may get Nathan Peterman and Tim Boyle for the Bears quarterbacks. What would you nickname this game for Bears-Packers? Usually something that we thirst for, but neither team being good. Usually it's the Packers good, Bears bad. Sometimes both good.
Crap on the lakefront.
I think we could workshop that better. 312-332-3776. You could tweet us as well. We'll play you some Justin Fields next.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie.
ESPN 1000 and now on FM at 100.3 HD2.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Ho.
I see Jeff Agras tweeted out from the Sun-Times that we've got Adam Amin and Mark Schlereth on the game for Bears-Packers. So familiar voices. Justin Fields met the media earlier today. He was limited on the Bears injury report. And again, no Trevor Siemian in practice today. The oblique injury.
Did not practice.
Here's Justin Fields regarding... you know, his status, if he thinks he's going to be available on Sunday. We both bet that he won't play. Here's Justin Fields after practice.
Give us sort of a comparison last Wednesday to today in terms of how you're feeling and where you're at and where the limitations are.
Yeah, I feel better than last Wednesday for sure. So just feeling better each and every day.
What is still not there for you that you're still trying to get?
I'm not sure. We'll figure out today at practice and, you know, figure out what I can and cannot do.
Are you proceeding through the week expecting to start on Sunday?
It just depends on, you know, what I can do in practice and stuff like that. So, again, it's my first day this week when I'm getting out on the field. So, we'll see. No more after today.
What could you do last week?
Just basic stuff. Again, we'll see. I feel better than last week, so we'll see how I feel this week and after today's practice.
A lot of we'll sees. Eberflus says the bye week doesn't impact how they decided. He'll either be cleared or he won't be cleared, and it doesn't matter where the bye week is positioned. I don't think that's the case. I bet you the organization certainly looks at it and says it's very convenient that it's there,
yeah,
and it's a good time for a reset.
Yeah. I'm not expecting him to play. I think Matt Eberflus has been consistent with you all year, telling you very little to nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, at least he's consistent.
Yeah. All right, so what would you call this game? 312-332-3776. We haven't seen bad Packer teams, and they're very bad. And is this going to be soon a bad team for years to come? Viking Scott in Crown Point, you're on ESPN 1000. What's your nickname for this week's game?
Well, no point in watching the NPIW. And here's why. Didn't you see enough without Justin Fields last Sunday? Because, once again, my wife's a Bears fan, so I had to watch that Jets debacle. And what's the point in watching if your supposedly future running back quarterback is going to not play?
That was a shot. That wasn't even subtle, Scott. That was just a shot.
Well, here's the thing. You guys were talking about jerseys. Somehow Justin Jefferson doesn't get mentioned?
Well, a lot of people have Justin Jefferson.
He is, actually. I have the NFL... shop.com. It says here through October 2022 top selling jerseys, and your guy's there. Your guy's number 10 on that list.
So one other point, because, you know, he gets thrown away because the game was on Thursday. A Kirk Cousins performance in primetime, 30 of 37 with 3 touchdowns. Once again, I said this earlier.
Scott, what do you want us to do? We live in Chicago. Were we supposed to have Kirk Cousins Day earlier this week?
But once again, it's amazing how he just, when he plays well in a game, people kind of let it slide by. When he doesn't win a game, and people just ignore him.
Scott, we've been focused on our own team here. Like, if we were the fan in Minneapolis, we probably would have said, hey, Kirk had a really good game.
You guys take my calls and are willing to listen, so hence why I'm, you know, off a little bit.
You know what? Hey, I got a good acronym for your club. It's FRAUD.
Okay, 6 games left here. And are you going to say this, Sylvie, in 6 weeks with games remaining against the Jets,
frauds,
Lions,
frauds,
Colts, Giants, Bears, Packers?
Frauds.
So they're going to go 14-3 and they're still going to be frauds?
They're frauds.
14-3 and still be frauds.
You've lived this. You know that team's a fraud.
Well, we don't have Blair Walsh kicking field goals to lose a first-round game against Seattle. So we might be okay.
Is Darisaw going to play this week?
No.
Okay.
He didn't play against New England, so I'm hoping we can make it another game without him, because that Jets defense is tough.
I did take your Vikings, though, last week against the Patriots. I thought everyone was very down on them, and I did expect them to come back. So it was a nice
win. And I will say this, one last thing, guys. This NFL is so unpredictable.
This is supposed to be a quick-hitting contest here. And you've completely hijacked the contest here with your Vikings talk.
Oh. Well, I apologize to all Chicago Bears fans.
No apology necessary, Scott.
we still love
I appreciate you.
You
guys. We'll talk soon.
Well, what's your last thing? What's your last thing? I like, you know, we love.
See, I appreciate that, Sylvie. No, the last thing is this NFL is so unpredictable that when a team plays great 1 week, there's almost no way they play bad the second week. And when you play as good as you can, you don't play as well the next. Just like Dallas.
Every
Dallas
week
steamrolled
us
40-3. They were trailing to the Giants 13-7 at all.
Yeah. No, you're right about that. Absolutely. And too many people think there are so many carryovers. Good stuff, Scott. Thanks for the most part. Viking Scott is one of the best guys out there.
He is fabulous.
He is great.
Met his family for the first time at our fantasy football convention.
Yeah, really good guy. I want to. Can we go through these calls and then go to Tausch? I think Tausch will be a.
I don't control calls, bro. You're in charge over there. I can't hit a button.
Are you good with that?
Of course.
Let's go through, okay? Don't call if you're like some sort of a Bills fan or like, say, Eagles. Like, if Philly Sid's got a nickname for this, don't like call with a Bears Packers nickname and then go into Eagles talk. I want to hear your nickname. Let's hear the nickname for this game. Yeah. Hear this nickname and then we'll see who comes up with the Bears. Best Bears Packers nickname coming up next, and then we'll talk to Tausch.